Remember this commercial from back in the 1980s?
A Milky Way day helps you work, rest, and play.
Work, rest, and play. Well, Martin Lindstrom has worked in advertising for much of his life, helping corporations come up with new and, yes, deceptive ways for them to help sell you products. And he's written a kind of tell-all about how the industry works. The book is called Brandwashed: Tricks Companies Use to Manipulate Our Minds and Persuade Us to Buy. And according to Lindstrom, the best marketers know that the average American three-year-old can recognize at least 100 brands. But that's not all.
We even are affected by brand messages before we're born, while we're still in the womb.
How is that possible?
Well, a recent research study conducted in the UK shows that pregnant women, while they're watching a certain TV show, in fact were affecting the unborn babies. And as they were born later on, they had a strong preference for this show, where in comparison to the group which were not watching this show while the mother was pregnant, they had no effect whatsoever.
You write that the tiniest things also can make a difference in our perception of a brand, even the sound of the packaging.
Yeah, that's right. We know, for example, today that if you open a cola, the sound generated, in fact, is so powerful that it generates at an unconscious level craving. And that craving actually is so important because most people are not watching TV commercials anymore. They're listening to the commercials while they're standing in the kitchen or whatever they're doing. Because it is non-conscious, it actually affects our craving instinct. So what we noticed in this research was that a lot of brands have forgotten to put in the craving sound and now putting it in. And not just the sound of a cola being opened or ice cubes in a glass, but also the sound of a sizzling steak, for example, is so hardwired into our behavior that in the end of the day, we simply can't stand back. We actually have to be part of that product.
You recently wrote an article, and it's also in the book, about Whole Foods. And you talk about how they make their produce more attractive.
Yes. So as you enter the Whole Foods store, you will notice in many of their stores, they are cutting fresh flowers.
Oh, right. That's right.
And it's not a coincidence. First of all, most likely they're not earning money on it. But what they are doing is to tell you at a non-conscious level that, in fact, everything is fresh in this store. Just take the opposite. Imagine you're walking into the store and it had cans of tuna with the expiration dates of 2 years. You will immediately, at the center of the entire store, would be 2 years plus old. And as you will notice in Whole Foods in particular, they're playing a lot on the farmer's feel. You feel things comes from the farmer's market.
Right.
Now, if you are very careful, you look at those boxes which are holding the apples and the bananas. And yes, they're coming from something called Patty's Farm, making us believe that Patty was just backing up her truck this morning and offloading all her bananas from the farm. Well, the story is probably very different. Those individual cardboard boxes is actually one big gigantic dummy with plastic inside, which are holding the bananas. And yes, in the backside of the store, they're offloading all those bananas from huge plastic containers, most likely flown in the day before, into those individual-looking cardboard boxes, which, by the way, is not Patty's Farm. It's actually been designed by a graphic design company in New York City to make us feel this is nostalgia at its peak.
I'm speaking with Martin Lindstrom. He's the author of a new book called Brandwashed. Martin, you actually carried out your own experiment. You hired a family to live in Laguna Beach in Southern California. You filmed them secretly, and you had them basically invite friends over from the neighborhood, and they would just casually talk about things, brands of things that they're using, like a blender or a type of car. Tell me about this experiment.
So what we did then was non-scripted, basically to ask this family to have one mission, to tell the world about 10 different brands we carefully had selected, but to make sure no one would discover why they were talking about those brands, so the hidden intent. I have to admit, I was fairly skeptical in the beginning. I thought, I wonder what we'll get out of this, but was blown away already the first week when I realized that the word of mouth is so much more powerful. And the reason why I had that sense was because I had actually tried almost a year before exactly that phenomenon on my own body. I was standing at a gas station in Australia, in Sydney, and this man comes up to me as I'm filling up my car and saying, "Hey, mate, would you like to try this type of gas?" And I said, "Why?" He said, "Well, I actually have the same car as you have, and it just works so much better. I would try that if I was you." And I was not listening so much to it, but what I realized was that 2 weeks later, I actually was using that brand he was recommending. And I heard exactly that same voice. 3 months later, it was at another gas station, and that man was now not talking to me, but to another person next to him, saying exactly the same phrase. I have the same car as you, and you should use this. And I realized this was a setup. And he was employed by this oil company in order to promote this particular brand.
Hmm.
And I realized, hey, if I can fall for this working in the industry of marketing and branding, then everyone would be falling for this. So coming back to the experiment, this simple family, they within 3 months were able to spread the word of mouth to 15,000 people.
Incredible.
Across California.
The family were, are the Morgansons. And I just want to play a clip of tape. This is a Gina Morganson, the mother, talking about Kiss My Face lotion to some friends that are just casually visiting. And she brings this up. Let's take a listen.
I use, you know, the Kiss My Face stuff I was telling you guys about, all that peace soap and all that great soap. Well, I use all that stuff for my face now.
They have a whole facial line too?
Unbelievable.
Oh, I thought it was just kind of the basic. Yeah,
the smells are like you've been at a spa.
So here's the thing, that is so creepy. And I think it's creepy because we have all been in that situation. But this was being done deliberately. How effective was it?
Well, it was so effective that we know that every person which was affected by or listened into these conversations, they bought a brand. In fact, we know that 9 out of 10 definitely bought at least 1 out of the 10 brands.
Wow.
It just gave me an indication of how powerful this was. And I was pretty convinced that after 1 month, people will start to realize, hey, this is a setup.
Yeah, I mean, weren't people in the neighborhood saying, this is a little weird. This family keeps talking about all these brands every time we go to their house.
No, and do you know why? Because you and I are talking about brands 25% of our entire time.
Huh.
And not only that, when we are sitting at the dinner table, we are talking about brands 51% of the time. So it's become such a big part of our lives that I would almost claim we have nothing to say to each other if we can't talk about brands.
How do we protect ourselves? Do we have any hope?
Well, besides you switching off the television, the computer and the iPhone and going under your duvet and just sleeping for the rest of your life, there is a couple of other pieces of advice which probably is more useful. Point number one, you need to educate your children at home. They do not know what brands are, really. They think brands is some physical stuff. But the reality is it's in our mind. And if you start to educate them about that, at a very young age, like 5 or 6 years old, they're prepared before they're going to school. So they're not, you know, a victim to this peer pressure we're seeing happening so much right now. Secondly, when you're going out shopping, there's some very simple tricks you can use. One of them is never to grab a shopping cart. Why? Well, because we know today that if I'm doubling the size of your shopping cart, you actually are buying up to 40% more. Another thing you should do is to always pay cash, because then we have a physical relationship with the money. Make sure you're never hungry. It's pretty natural. But by the way, you're also buying more clothes and more CDs and whatever if you're hungry. So there's a lot of concrete advice. But I think in the end of the day, what you have to be aware of is that this is our life and we should just not be fooled that it's not there. So that's the reason why I'm writing Brandwashed, because I think people need a wake-up call.
That's Martin Lindstrom. He's the author of the new book, Brandwashed: Tricks Companies Use to Manipulate Our Minds and Persuade Us to Buy. Martin Lindstrom, thank you so much.
You're welcome.